A hate speech law in the U.S. brings debate over religious freedom issues. A ministry responds to heavy flooding in Angola, and special adoption needs are being met by the love of Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Free speech and religious freedom could both be curtailed in the United States. The House Judiciary Committee will consider hate crimes legislation as soon as today, making it illegal to speak out against Islam and homosexuality. International Christian Concerns' Jeff King says preventing hate is noble.
That's the brilliant positioning of calling this, you know, hate speech legislation. Who's against hate? It's a strategy from the far left and from the homosexual community to silence the Christian community.
If approved, pastors could be arrested for preaching the biblical viewpoint of homosexuality or Christ being the only way to salvation. King says,
Christians are the frogs in the kettle. We are getting cooked and we need to wake up.
U.S. Christians can make a difference.
All you have to do is get on the phone and call your congressman, call your senator, be firm, be polite, but you let them know that this is outrageous.
Contact information is available at our website. In other news, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is asking for prayer for believers in Angola. Heavy rains have displaced 25,000 people, and newspapers say the situation's worse than last year. Cholera and malaria are a constant threat. Heavy rains have hampered IMB's effort to rebuild a church in the area, and volunteers are needed. IMB's asking you to pray for Angola teams helping those left homeless by the flooding. You can find out more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A year after the Hague Convention on Intercountry Adoption, a trend is emerging. Many countries are making special needs adoptions a priority. Bethany Christian Services' Sarah Zeidema says,
we have well over 300 children with such a variety of needs. Some of them are healthy and just older. Some of them were born premature. Some of them are wheelchair-bound. Some of them are large sibling groups. And every time I look at a child, I wonder, are we going to be able to find a home for them? And every day, somebody steps up to place one of these children.
Families are educating themselves about various special needs.
We do a lot of educational seminars even before the child is home, helping prepare families to understand the unique needs of these children. And we offer very specialized post-adoption services.
God prepares the families who are taking on the challenges that come along with adopting special needs children. Zeidema says,
we are called to adoption and feel the support and the love of what the Bible teaches about adoption. You know, our families rely on the fact that we were adopted by God, and we are part of that family and have that biblical example of love and care and support. God asks us to care for the least of these.
Meanwhile, believers often refer to themselves as fishers of men, but real fishing can open doors to share the gospel too. Bob Bland with Teen Missions International explains the goal in Malawi.
We hope to be able to go and train orphans how to fish for the sake of food, but while we're doing that, then we also want to be fishers of men.
By teaching the orphans how to fish, teams will be providing them with a way to get food. Bland also says there are plenty of opportunities to tell orphans about Christ while waiting for fish to bite.
While they're fishing for fish, we're going to be fishing for souls.
Teen Missions invites the youth to tell Malawi orphans the good news. Teens over the age of 13 are invited to join the Malawi teams.
We feel it's a great opportunity for kids education-wise, and of course, it does something to help poor people there, especially AIDS orphans.
Teens interested in going on the Malawi trip can visit our website. And China Aid says international pressure has caused Chinese officials to return significant funds to Pastor Baik Mingxuan. Pastor Baik leads the Chinese House Church Alliance with over 200,000 members. On March 21st, money was taken from him after he was arrested in Beijing. China Aid released information soon after the arrest and says international response held the Chinese government accountable. China Aid wants to thank you for speaking out. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand stories of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.